This episode, the Southeastern Electric Flight Festival. Well, John and I are remote control guys, and we wanted to do a quick review of this year's Southeastern Electric Flight Festival, also known as CEF. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Radio show where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. And in this case, to teach you another way to have fun. So this edition's entitled the Southeastern Electric Flight Festival, or CEF. We're going to refer to it from CEF as CEF from here on out. And to help me explain, it's my old flying buddy. It's actually how John and I met. Johnny, what is going on this week?
You brought up this topic. I was kind of following you as you were down in CEF. I was a little jealous. I wanted to be back down there myself at the Southeastern Flight Festival. And guys, you know, out there, we're all kind of the same, from the perspective of we like to build stuff and, have fun. And that's kind of where we kind of landed on this whole RC, radio-controlled flying. So you guys can get in. You know, if you guys want to get into it, it's a blast. I'll tell you that much. And this is a big time event here in South Georgia, and they hold these things. I think they must have some of these type of events around the country, but there is some very interesting stuff here, and there's a lot of fun. So Larry was there. Larry was the ambassador for the Handyman Pros Radio Show.
He was also
the MC of the event. So so it was a. Like I said, I wish I was there, but Larry, go ahead, man.
Well, before we get started, please like and subscribe to our shows and do all that good stuff for us. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get the word out. We just wanted to do a quick little digression away from our normal show topics because this event, John, you've been to this event. I've been to this event multiple times.
I slept in a horse trailer in this event. John, <he's laughs> for a couple of nights.
I think if I remember. Like, yeah, if you remember is the key word. It is almost like a Woodstock type event in the RC world, in my opinion. I've been to many, many events around the country for the RC world. And I have to say, CEF is kind of its own very chillaxed vibe. It is its own thing. It has a serious aspect, but it also has this incredible social aspect that's just unbelievable. And I had to go over it again. Everybody has been, there's a million Facebook posts on it. There's a whole group on Facebook called the Southeastern Electric Flight Festival, or CEF. And folks, if you want to see incredible videos and incredible pictures and try to get a whole vibe, go to Facebook and look up under the CEF group and take a look. But there's just a whole bunch of things we wanted to discuss because John and I are both really involved in this hobby. And there's a lot of things that it's just a lot of fun to show. Johnny missed it this year. Johnny, I think you need to come back. I think it's time to resurrect the horse trailer and come on back because there's always...
I don't know.
The stories are unbelievable.
Yeah, that was... You know? People are like, you guys aren't going to really sleep in that thing, are you?
Johnny, I have to...
Pretty much we are.
There was another horse trailer there this year. Somebody had one decked out almost in the same fashion. So I can't, you're not alone at this point.
Well, remember that horse trailer it wasn't an enclosed horse trailer. It was just a framed horse trailer that we put tarps over. We put tarps over the top of it and it got cold at night. And we had that one of those little cubic ceramic heaters. And we had that Honda generator.
Yep.
That was the only thing that the Honda generator going to supply electricity for that ceramic cube heater. And I used to have to, that Honda generator ran out of gas like at about 3 a.m. and I'd have to get out of freezing to put more gas in that thing and get back inside.
it's pretty crazy. Folks. So this year's was the 21st anniversary of the Southeastern Electric Flight Festival. So this has been going on for quite some time, and there are stories
amazing
like
enough.
I Oh my God, the stories are unbelievable, and every year there are new stories. Johnny, flip up that picture of just the overview pictures. I just want to go through a couple things that give people a bit of a feeling for what this is. So this is just a picture. Since you've been there, John, there's now a lake. So there is float flying that occurs.
Well, they had the lake. They had the lake when I was there, and I don't think it was quite this developed, though. It looks pretty nice now.
It's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
So flip to the next picture. I just want people to get a scope. I think one of the biggest changes since you were there last, John, is just the magnitude of the number of campers. Oh, that's the staff. So this is my compatriots from the guys running the event. This event is hosted by the Fayette Flyers. It's a remote control flying group that's on the south side of Atlanta. And this is just, you know, the motley crew, as we like to call them. Thanks, guys. It was a blast, right?
But, I love working with all you guys. They put a lot of, you know, to put a little context for everybody, they put a lot of work in this thing.
Oh,
this is a year long. This is a year long, you know, endeavor. So
it
you know, every
is.
Year.
And it's become a very well-oiled machine. I've got to tell you that these guys all, you know, they all know what they're doing. They've been doing it for so long, and it's just bang, bang, bang. And it just comes off without a hitch. And it makes it so much fun. And they're such great guys to work with. Lots of stories from just the staff members alone. And it's just a great group of guys. I just enjoy it so much. So flip to the next picture, Johnny, because this one kind of gives you an idea. This is an aerial picture from a drone, folks. This becomes camper and tent city. And I kid you not, we move a small city in there. This year there were about 200, and I think it was 218 registered pilots and associated people along with it. There's probably 400 people or so there, I guess. And as you look at this picture, to the right is the main flight line. There is another flight line that is essentially on a 90-degree angle from there. You can see it at the very far end of the field that is there. It is just it comprises a lot of area. It is sponsored by our friend Mac Hodges at Hodges Field in Andersonville, Georgia. And Mac is very gracious to allow us to come intrude in his life for about a week during the time. Also,
yeah, it is pretty crazy. I'll pause you there. How many acres are around that thing?
That's a great question. I don't have the exact answer. I think
it is wide open.
Yeah,
it's for a big chunk of it.
It's probably 50 or 60 acres just on the flight side, and where we're sitting in the airport side of it. And all around it is all farmland. And I mean, wide open farmland.
It's
like
wide
thousands,
open.
Yeah, thousands and thousands of acres.
I think the last time I was there, we were awoken at some outrageous hour, like at 6 a.m. or something, you know, which is outrageous for that place. With that ag cat, the crop duster going flying straight over the top of us.
Still, like, that happened again. That happened several times during this event. Sure, this is South Georgia farm area, and trust me, these guys are. There's an ag cat that flew over a couple of times, and of course everybody's like, is that a model or is that full scale? And then you're like, oh, that's full scale.
Yeah,
and,
that was quite crazy.
And, for your information, John, Max flying, one day he flew his RV-8. He came in and landed on the main flight line in his RV-8. So an RV-8 is a small home-built experimental type aircraft. So Mac was flying that. And every evening Mac went out, he has I should have grabbed some pictures of it, but they're out there on the web. But Mac's got for lack of a better word, it's probably a sport ultralight. And it's just basically him sitting on a frame, kind of, you know, like a kite, for lack of a better word, but he was out flying around every night, flying that his plane. His
yeah, and plane just tell around. The people, how old is he now?
You know, I didn't ask. I did chat with him a couple of times, but he's got to be, I don't know, probably late 70s, maybe a
at
little
least.
Older. Yeah. One of the finest people I've ever met in my life. Just a
really nice, really nice dude. Yeah. But anyways, this thing is just so you get, you know, if you're looking at this thing on YouTube, you folks on podcasting, you know, go over to YouTube and check this out. But this thing is like wide open. It's quite the facility.
Yeah,
and it's down in Andersonville, Georgia. So Andersonville's correct. Got the quite a story from the Civil War, and you can go look that up.
You can go look that up, and there's that facility is actually just up the road from here. So if you
yeah,
wanna...
that was quite a Ted Turner movie, by the way.
Yeah,
that he made. Anyways,
So that's just kind of an idea. One of the things that we've both, John and I, having been to the event, Ceph is a really interesting event in that it has a daytime component and a nighttime component. And so there's, flip to that next slide, John. There's just a whole bunch of things. It has been attended by some notables. This year we had Cletus McFarland has come in. Tyler Perry's come in the past. And these guys are avid RC guys. Cletus flew a really interesting airplane. And again, a lot of these videos are out there on YouTube. They're out there. And we're going to show some clips from some of them, but just to kind of give you an idea. But the top picture that you see there is a daytime picture of the flight line. And it's an active flight line. There's flights going on almost, well, no, not almost, every hour of the day. There's somebody's up in the air. The picture that you see to the right is part of the nighttime activities. There are little encampments all around this facility of various people that get together. There's a fire pit going, and there's lots of great conversation and good times, and it's just amazing. And you can kind of hop place to place, you know, to just you're always welcome. It's like nobody ever says, oh, hey, get out of here. No, they're like, hey, come on in. You know, there might be a couple of alcoholic beverages being passed around, and so forth and so on. But it really becomes its own little like city. That bottom picture that you see there, that gingerbread man, the reason I put that picture up there was I wanted to discuss some of the creativity of what happens. And I see this at Ceph, and I don't see it at other events. There were guys flying that's a gingerbread man. He took foam and he made a gingerbread man fly. There was and I couldn't find a picture. There's a video somewhere out there of, there was a guy flying a surfboard with Bart Simpson on it. Right. So Bart Simpson's riding the surfboard and he's flying that around in RC controlled. There is all kinds of what they call scale airplanes, meaning copies of original airplanes, anything from, you know, Cletus was flying a B-2 bomber. There was a, what else did we have? We've had things like a B-29. Mac used to fly the B-29 and he dropped the X-1 pilot plane from it. This year we had a beautiful P-61 Black Widow that was flying. Lots of P-51s. One of my favorite sights was, there's a gentleman that every year brings these race planes. So from both Reno and Cleveland air races, and he's got them all scaled out and really detailed in various different race plane configurations. Johnny, this year he actually did one where he took a P-39 and he split it. One side was Mr. Menon, which is a race plane, and the other side was a World War II fighter configuration. It was really cool because one side was a scale fighter and one side was a scale racing plane. And I thought that was very, very creative. What else have we seen? There's a bunch of scratch-built planes and things. Scratch-built meaning it didn't come from a kit. And some big planes. There was an MSL there that was probably, gosh, the wingspan was probably 20 feet. The prop alone was probably 18, 19 inches. This is like having a lawnmower on the front of a remote control plane.
Yeah, and folks, most of this, except for a couple of the show special planes here, they're all electric. That kind of is a little different, you know, especially now in this day and age, the electric stuff is really caught up. And it is, it's quite impressive. We don't need to talk about all that we've talked about before, but, you know, you can drop us a line on some of this stuff, but, it's quite impressive. The power that you can get out of these batteries and little, these motors. I mean, it's eye-opening, let's put it that way.
It's truly eye-opening. Yeah, I guess I forgot to mention that this is an all-electric event. The only plane that was not electric that I saw fly was Cletus's B-2, which was actually a twin turbine powered jet. So jet powered, actually true turbine jet powered aircraft. Speaking of that, Johnny, you bring up another point. One of the most, I thought it was very interesting. There, one of the Horizon Hobby pilots there had a pylon racing plane that was literally going more than 200 miles an hour. I didn't get to put a clock on it, but I know from doing this a long time, it was, I mean, screaming demon. It had a single bladed prop. It was really, it's a very, very high tech piece of equipment. Hard to explain. I should have snapped some pictures of that, but it crazy, crazy stuff. So I just love it. I find this stuff fascinating. You know, it's,
well, you know, from the handyman side of things, you know, we're all kind of the same in that regard, that we all like to tinker with stuff.
Yep.
And this is kind of the ultimate tinkering, you know, of doing things and doing experiments and creativity and, you know, creating your own structures and things like that. It's quite impressive of what people, you know, what people do.
It is. It actually is. It's really amazing. What's the next picture, Johnny?
I'll just add this.
Yep.
For the handyman side thing, you should see the stuff that these guys, how they've outfitted their trailers. Talk about trailers. It's incredible. So let's put a pin in that one just for a second. Go ahead here, Larry.
Well, yeah. So now we shift to nighttime. And so there's a fine young gentleman out of Kentucky. His name is Chris. And anyway, he goes by the moniker KFC, and it just depends on which particular state he's in. It's Kentucky Flying Chris. It's Kentucky Fried Chris. And it's Kentucky something else, Chris. but Chris is, speaking of creativity, last year he always tends to run an event at night. And in the past, it's been things like night bowling and things like this. Now, folks, we fly our RC airplanes at night. We light them up with LED lights. We're actually, the next picture will show you that. But this year, Chris brought the literal ring of fire, and he lit up a large ring with fire. That's this picture here. And the goal was to have people fly through this ring. And folks, at night, this is a very, very difficult proposition because you don't have the same acuity, visual acuity that you do during the day. So it just ends up being all kinds of fun. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff that goes on. Johnny, flip to that next picture just to show a little bit more of night flying. So this is a time-lapse photography, but there were our friend Mark Murdoch down at the pecan patch would call these night gaggles, and he'd put up anywhere from, you know, there were probably 40 flying wings up, Johnny. This is a picture of one of those nights. And it just was insane how many people were flying at night with lit up planes. And I know for a fact that the local police were called because there were UFOs in the area, because people are like, what the heck's going on at night, you know, out over this field. So it's just it was just an incredibly amazing time.
Yeah. There's a lot. I just wanted to get back, you know, since I brought that, the trailer thing up, you know, you probably saw some interesting stuff. Every time I go there, the amount of work that goes into just their trailers, you know, all of us that have trailers, you know, for handyman or whatever, you know, boy, these guys really have some of these things outfitted for stuff like that.
Yeah, they are mobile shops. I mean, yeah. It's funny you say that, because I didn't think about it, but I should have snapped some pictures. They are completely equipped shops. I mean, benches, soldering stations, all of the things that you need to, because there's a lot of soldering that goes on in building these electric airplanes. But yeah, complete state. I mean, you want to build a wing, you want to fix your airplane, complete shops. And also with storage built out for these folks, our airplanes are relatively fragile, so you have to have them kind of protected when you carry them. And gosh, it is the trailers alone, Johnny. That's a great point. They're amazing. Like, they're amazing, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them are just massive trailers. I mean, as big as you can think. I mean, they're some of these guys have great big, you know, besides just the electric stuff. I mean, the other guys that have, you know, the gas powered stuff. I mean, some of them are just massive planes, and they have to have big trailers.
Yeah. And they're completely decked out. It's kind of funny now that you mentioned it. I want to mention Daryl Sprayberry, who's a guy out of Noonan. I believe he's out of Noonan. Anyway, I think pretty sure it's his trailer. Daryl's a big helicopter flyer, and he flies these electric helicopters, and he actually has this pilot that flies his helicopters, super scale and super very large. But his trailer alone, he has a 7,500 watt generator that slides out the side of his trailer to power that trailer so he can work on his helicopters in the trailer. It alone, that trailer is a piece of masterwork. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Completely floored the whole, you know, like you, it's a great, thanks Johnny for bringing that up, because I forgot about that. That's just one of those things I sort of overlooked. The trailers alone, the working trailers, I mean, the precision and a lot, our people take a lot of pride in this hobby, believe it or not. My wife referred, my wife came down, she referred to it as Nerdfest, and she's like, I'm so glad I'm going to Nerdfest, because she's went to George, it's a long story. Anyway, we really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed all the people. We had such a fantastic time, and some of this stuff, and Johnny, you're right, that those trailers alone were amazing. There's four or five major sponsors, including Horizon Hobby, Flex Innovations, TJK, is it TJK? Yeah, TJK Connector. Sorry, I don't know that one. Extreme Flight. I'm looking at my notes. There's another group that comes in. J&H Aerospace, which does they do amazing things. So
yeah, the other thing that I wanted to say was that a lot of the guys that fly these things and build them and everything. I mean, I think at our RC club, we had like 320 members, I think, at the time.
That's about right. Yep.
I think we took a survey, and I think 70% of them were full-scale pilots. Yep. Some of them were airline pilots. A whole bunch of them. Then there was a lot of plumbers. There's electricians. There's a lot of tradesmen. It was great. That, lawyers, doctors. I mean, it covers. Was it's really a diverse, but everybody has this one thing in common that makes it attractive. You know, that brings everybody together was, you know, they like to tinker with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
and get away from, you know, what they do generally.
Yeah, and it is a tinkering hobby. There is no doubt about that. Particularly, I personally, big surprise here, I'm a builder, right, John? Mm-hmm. You know, I like to, I'm a builder creator. I do crazy things with foam. I don't really have any examples because I haven't done it. I haven't been really creative in a number of years, although I'll be back into it pretty heavily here shooting forward. But, you know, basically, if we sort of work on the philosophy, if we put enough power behind it, we can make a brick fly. And I've seen it done.
Well, I've seen guys do it, you know. Make a Ryobi leaf blower fly.
We should have brought that guy. Did not come to the show, by the way. But I have mentioned that video to somebody a while back. I was like, you know, there's a guy flying a Ryobi leaf blower.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Let's move into the video.
Yeah, we're gonna show a couple of videos.
Yeah, and then we can talk a little bit more about this. Hang on one second.
Okay, Johnny, so I thought we'd go take a look at a video. I wanted to just point out this video was not actually shot at Ceph, but it was shot at, so Cletus McFarlane was at the show this year, and Tyler Perry has been at the show in the past. And so I wanted to show their efforts in the RC world, and there's a really good video that they put out. Both Cletus has put it out, and I believe Tyler has too. But this is Tyler's. This is an all-electric powered C-117 Globemaster, and this is a very, very large plane. And Tyler is very accomplished as a pilot in the RC world, along as a full-scale pilot as well. But super nice guy, very... very, very competent RC pilot for sure, and he really is a tremendous enthusiast. That's him there, right there with the sticks. He's coming in, I believe, to doing a low pass with this 117, and you can see how big that is. Cletus is flying a small version of his B2 in the background. I just wanted to show that to you to just kind of give you the scale, and not everybody does this kind of thing because these are significant investments.
Yeah. Well, Tyler used to come to our field and. Yep. You know, that's really where he kind of got going on this hobby, I think.
It's one of the places. Yeah, he's a super good guy. Really, very, very intense. Really, really loves this hobby. Loves aviation. Gosh, you know, why not, right? But I just wanted to show that so people have an idea of that this is kind of the scale of what goes on. And there's more of these videos are available both on Facebook and on YouTube. You can look up Cletus or Tyler Perry, but look up Cletus McFarlane. He's got the video both of him flying his jet turbine powered B2 at Ceph. And then this is the B7 or the C-117 that he was flying with Tyler and the B2. And he did that Saturday morning at Ceph. He actually left and went up to Atlanta and then came back to Ceph after that event. So we just mentioned it because it's just kind of a thing. It's kind of cool, to be honest. Those are really cool planes. Tyler's got some really cool stuff. He actually in the past has let me fly one of his planes. Tyler does all electric powered stuff, and he's really on the cutting edge of the technology of flying those planes. The one that he let me fly, boy, I'll tell you what, I was shaking like a leaf on a tree after I got done with that one. Yeah. But anyway, be that as it may, I did want, what's the next video we've got, Johnny? Can we flip that one up?
It's the, you know, the beginning that from the Southeastern Five Festival here.
Yeah, so this is Saturday morning, and I just wanted to show this. This is a glider that the wingspan is probably around 30 feet. It is a massive glider. It's being flown by one of the Horizon Hobby pilots, and he is just outstanding with this plane. He makes that plane do things that it's called energy management in the sailplane world. It's tremendous. A couple of videos of some people doing some 3D aerobatics, as you can see. This is also from one of the other vendors. I can't remember if it was Extreme Flight or Flex Innovations. It really doesn't matter. They both do a lot of the similar issues. These guys are incredibly skilled pilots, as you can see. This is just an amazing.
Yeah, it really is a good display of. I mean, of hand eye coordination. I mean, it always. I mean, I can fly, but man, these guys. They're these guys are just. There's just. Way out there,
way above what anything that I can do, honestly. So John, do you have any questions about Seth from this year at all? Is there anything
I missed it, man. I tell you what, the more I see of this stuff, the more I want to go back. And I think, a lot of you folks out there, you might want to invest if you're not already into this hobby. Go check it out, man.
Yeah,
it'll be right up your, if you're listening to this podcast or especially our YouTube channel and you're watching this, it would be right up your alley.
Yeah, there's flying fields all over the country. I don't care what part of the country you're in. Type in RC flying field near me into Google. You'll come up with several choices. Go out and go watch for a little while. It's not what it used to be, I guess, for lack of a better word. Getting into the hobby today can cost you as little as, about $150. You can get a ready-to-fly plane with electronics that make you, I don't want to say you won't crash, but it makes it much harder to crash. It's much easier to learn how to fly. Most of the guys in the hobby are really going to help you out because we're passionate about it. We just find it fascinating. For handymen, it's just a tinkerer's delight. You get to do all kinds of just different things that can bring you joy.
You'll meet a lot of good folks out there. That's for sure.
Tons of fun.
All right, Larry.
Johnny, are we going to make a spaceship RC? it's already been done.
Yeah, it's already been done. the Death Star.
There's Death Stars, there's X-Wing fighters, there's Battlestar Galactica ships.
Yeah, it is crazy.
All of it. It's all been done.
After a few adult sodas, it gets a little scary. All right.
Don't condone flying and drinking, by the way.
No.
Anyway, with that, folks, we do want you to like and subscribe our shows. We hope this brings you. I hope you've liked this one. If you don't, if this is not up your alley, that's fine. And we're cool.
Yeah,
it's a
little diversion, folks.
It's a little diversion for us. I just had to do it because I had such a fantastic time. I really wanted to do it and just kind of spread this idea out there to the world. So anyway, questions, comments, or concerns, questions at HandymanProsRadioShow.com. We do have a Facebook page, Handyman Pros Radio Show, at Handyman Pros. We'll post this video out there. Too, if you want to go to the Seth page, go to the Seth groups page on Facebook. Tons and tons of pictures and tons of, like, you'll see all kinds of, you'll see everything. There's videos and there's pictures and there's the whole deal. So it's all really, really good. And with that, Johnny, take us home, baby.
Yeah. Yep. Next week, folks, we'll be, back to woodworking, building tables, staining, fixing wood rot, shingles, whatever.
Blowing ourselves up.
So folks, have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.